Welcome to CBJ in 30.
I'm sure this will be a real bonding experience. Maybe one day, one of you will even write a book about it in jail.
You give us 30 minutes, and we'll give you all you want to know about your Columbus Blue Jackets and the NHL.
Okay, guys, show us what you got.
Now, here's your host, who has a few opinions of his own.
Well, la-di frickin' da!
Bob McGilligan.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right. Yes, everything's
yes, today we're going to be calm, cool, and relaxed. Everything's all right. From the great rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar. I remember when I was a kid, we had that on a dual album. Dual album, right? You put on one album, you listen to one side, you flipped it over, you listen to the other side. Then you had to go to a different record, listen to one side, listen to the other side. But the thing that I enjoyed the most about it was there was a booklet with all the lyrics for all the songs. That I used to love. I used to love following along. I knew that by heart. I could sing them all without the book after a while. Used to listen to that, especially during Lent. I don't know why. And then you get into Holy Week. I'd listen to that all the time. But that's the message for today. Try not to get worried. Everything's all right. Welcome to CBJ in 30. I'm your host and counselor for the day, Bob McElligott. Good news, Blue Jackets scored 4 goals last night. Their struggling offense came to life. Bad news, their solid defense went away, and they gave up 5 in losing to the Winnipeg Jets. So it was quite the experience last night at Nationwide Arena. The Blue Jackets came out and really set the tone in that game. They went gangbusters at the beginning of the game, just all over the Winnipeg Jets and their rookie goaltender, Eric Comrie. Pumping shots at one point, I think it was 8-0 in shots, and then they finally got the first goal of the game, and it came from their captain, Nick Foligno, on a great play coming in on the left wing side, a little toe drag to get the defenseman out of position and put it on the low glove side to make it a 1-0 game. But the Winnipeg Jets, and I told you this yesterday, the Winnipeg Jets were a team playing for, well, nothing except pride and for future jobs because they're out of the playoff race. So they're playing loose, and there's not as much structure in their game as there should be, perhaps. And they took advantage of the Blue Jackets. It went from 1-0, and then before you knew it, it was a 3-1 game in favor of Winnipeg. And, you know, different ways that it happened. One, a power play goal, double minor for high sticking, and they score with 20 seconds left on the 4-minute power play. You know, they're getting guys that were kind of cheating back into the zone, creating odd man rushes, those types of things. That happened. Then Brandon Saad came to life for the Blue Jackets, and that was really good to see. Saad with a pair of goals in last night's game and playing more of a playoff-style type of a game, I thought, for Brandon Saad. Boone Jenner had the other goal on a beautiful assist from Scott Hartnell. But when it's all said and done, it is not enough. And the Blue Jackets have now dropped 5 straight games. They will play the final 2 games of the regular season away from home in Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon and then at Toronto on Sunday night. So what is the mood? What is the feeling? What do the Blue Jackets think about their game right now? Well, let's find out and let the players talk for themselves. And let's start with the guy that had 2 goals last night, Brandon Saad. And I am hoping that this is a good sign of what we are about to see from him starting next week. I had a chance to catch up with Brandon after last night's game.
Getting close to that time of the year that you're very familiar with, and it looked like you had some more jump in your game tonight too. And are you trying to get yourself tuned up so that you're ready to go when it starts next week?
Yeah, I think not just myself, but as a team, these games are all about playing the right way going into playoffs, and that's when the real fun starts. So right now, we're on a bit of a skid here, but we know what we need to do going into playoffs, and these are just fine-tuning ourselves going into that.
Are you surprised that tonight defense became a problem? You've been doing a good job team defensively. Tonight you give up 5.
Yeah, tonight, you know, we scored goals, but we gave up too many. So one of those games where we had some lapses and took some penalties, and they have a good power play, they capitalized on it. So we have some corrections to be made, but we take the positives and move on.
How did you like the line that you were on tonight with Wennberg and Atkinson?
It was good. You know, I think a few games ago we had a taste in the third and had some production, and we got another crack at it tonight. So at this time we're looking to find some jump and some offense, and I think our line had some good looks tonight.
Thanks, Brandon. Are you feeling a sense of urgency right now towards you know, the end of the regular season, going into the playoffs full speed ahead?
Yeah, I think we're all a little bit antsy, you know. You can't call these games meaningless, but like I said, for us, it's just making sure we're sharp going into the real fun, and we're all looking forward to next week for sure.
Well, if your question is, what is wrong with the Blue Jackets right now, Brandon Saad just answered the question. We're all looking forward to next week. That's a fact. In fact, these last two games, I don't think that they care one iota about. They can't wait to get to next week. They're going to go to Pittsburgh. They're going to open the series on Wednesday in the Steel City. Looks like maybe a Wednesday, Friday, then Sunday, Tuesday at home. So that's what they're looking forward to. Be it right or wrong. Just said this yesterday, I think, probably the day before too. Be it right or wrong, whatever you think. I think they're, to an extent, checked out of these games as far as the result of the game. Yeah, they would love to have a win. They would have loved to win at home last night, for sure. They would have loved to, but they didn't. So what? Who cares? We're going to play here again next week. It's going to be for much more is going to be at stake, is what I should say, when they do play again. So I just think that's where they are. And again, you could agree with that or disagree with it, think that it's okay that they're that way or that they shouldn't be that way, but it is what it is. They can't wait to play next week. I can't wait to play next week. Do you think I have any desire to go watch a game tomorrow afternoon in Philly against a team that's not in the playoffs? Even though Toronto's in the playoffs, do you think I have any desire to go north of the border to watch them play against the Leafs? No, I want to watch them play against the Penguins when it means something. But these games are on the schedule, so we're going to play it out. You know, it's kind of a cocky statement, I guess, right? Last year, I would have done anything to be able to play these games because the season was going to end and then it was going to be over and all your friends were going to disappear for the summer and you weren't going to see them again until next fall. So that was a totally different beast. Now it's like, these regular season games. Who cares about these regular season games? But that is the truth. You know, you can like it, you can hate it. Doesn't matter. It is the truth. They want to get to next week. I want to get to next week and you should want to get to next week. So we can see the return of the passion and the drive and the all-out desire to win, because I do feel that it is coming back. Oliver Bjorkstrand was back in his second game since being injured by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Bjorkstrand very quietly last night picked up 2 points with a pair of assists, and I talked to him about his game and about the team right afterwards last night.
This game's like a handful of the other ones that have been played lately. A lot of good things. Not enough good things to get a win, though, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, positive, we scored some more goals tonight, but defensively probably had to be a little bit better and, make sure that they don't score 5 goals. So there's some stuff we need to work on, of course.
That's a pretty good point. Defensively, that's been something you guys haven't had a problem with, even in the losses. They've been low-scoring games, and all of a sudden it kind of falls apart here tonight. Any reason? Is it just the way they play? Is it obviously it has something to do with the way you guys played, too, but what was it?
Well, I mean, they have some good offensive guys in that team, and they can score goals. So I feel like there's some situations where we could have been a little bit better defensively, including myself. And I think it's the second goal. I, you know, have to make sure the guy doesn't get a shot in the slot there. So some things that we can adjust to, and it'll be a lot better.
I wanted to ask you about that now that you bring it up, too. Was your stick on his? It looked like you might have gotten there at the very end, or didn't you?
I should have been there earlier, and I didn't. If I was there earlier, I could have got a lot more on the puck, or you know, even got the puck, or just had it like maybe slash the stick a little bit. So I had to be in a little better positioning there to make sure that goal didn't go in.
Frustrating for you because I know you've really been concentrating on that and doing it very well. But then again, you missed the 6 games too, and you're just coming back.
Yeah, I mean. You know, that stuff can happen when you miss games. I don't know if it's necessarily an excuse, but, I'm aware of it, and I want to be better at that. So it's something I have to be better at next game.
And you guys are still, you know where you are, you know who you're going to play. And do you get to a point where it's like, let's get these last two over with, and let's get to what really matters?
Yes, but you got to try not to think that way. You know, you still got to finish the season the right way. And I feel like if you finish the season the right way, it will help you go into the playoffs in a better way. So, you know, we're going to try to have a good two next game.
I love the responsibility that Oliver Bjorkstrand puts on himself for his defensive play or lack of defensive play that led to one of the goals last night. But that's an area that he has really concentrated on, his play away from the puck, and that's one of the reasons that he has been able to stay. Yes, he's putting up points and he's scoring goals, but he's also playing the full length of the ice. He's playing defense when he needs to play defense. He's providing offense when the Blue Jackets need him to provide offense. So it all goes hand in hand, believe me. But it is great to have him back on the ice because he's a difference maker. There's no doubt. He's a difference maker. He is kind of a silent weapon out there, silent assassin, who can just come up at the right spot and all of a sudden just bury one. And it can be a killer goal in nature. And the Blue Jackets need that from him. You know, he was a playoff star last year, and he wasn't the guy that was doing all the heavy lifting. He was the guy that was finishing. And this team needs some finish right now. And I don't mean players from Finland. They have that. They need some real finish to their scoring chances. And Oliver Bjorkstrand is a guy that provides that element. How about the captain, Nick Foligno? Where is he right now? And I don't mean where is he physically, because last night he got a goal. He's done very well. He's had a great bounce-back season. But where is he when it comes to being in touch with the state of his team? What is the conscience of the team? If you want to know that, you go to its captain, and here is the Blue Jackets captain, Nick Foligno.
When players like yourself and Brandon Saad do get on the score sheet, do you feel a relief?
I think just that, you know, that's our job. I mean, there's guys in this room that it's their job to provide offense, and whether you're generating or getting the job done. So it was nice to see certain guys step up in that role and get four goals. I mean, that's a lot of goals this time of year. So that's the good part. The disappointing part is you shouldn't have to get six to win a game. And that's kind of the situation we found ourselves in, and it can't happen. I mean, I think we understand what we did wrong, and there's got to be some areas where we tighten up in. But, you know, I think when we're going to find that even keel and make sure we're sharp there in the next two games.
Do you feel like, again, getting goals from a bunch of different guys tonight can help you loosen up and feel more confident?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's important for our team. You know, our D were kind of carrying us for a while there. Now the offense, all the forwards scored tonight. That's big. Good plays. Really generated a lot against a good team that's playing really well right now. So a lot of positives there offensively. Just, you know, you hate that because we've been playing well defensively, and I think we let one slip here today because just some plays that we made that normally we don't. And I'm sure that'll get rectified pretty quick.
Nick, how do you think you all will approach these last two games? Obviously, you know what's coming next week, but how do you think this team will approach those two games in terms of sharpening?
Yeah. Well, it's a little different approach, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
You're viewing it mentally.
Oh, for sure. We got work to do. I mean, there's it's not no panic at all, and we're not, you know, there's no you know, not one guy in here is thinking there's something wrong. It's just we got work to do. We got to put in some work so we understand how hard we have to play and what it's going to take at this next level here with the postseason. So I think that's a great mindset for us to go into these next two games with. I think it's going to allow us to play a little bit better, have that chip on our shoulders, feel good about our game so that when Sunday's done, we're fully focused on what our job is going to be come Wednesday or Thursday.
Blue Jackets captain Nick Foligno with that belief factor that every player believes that there's not anything wrong. Now, you might say, are you kidding me? There's obviously something wrong. You've lost five in a row. You haven't scored any goals with the exception of last night, and then you gave up more than you scored. But again, that has got to be the frame of mind. This is no time to panic. It really isn't. You can't panic. As a team, you can't panic right now. As a team, you can't go into the playoffs going, man, our game is off. We've got to change something. We've got to do something different. No, you don't. You've done the same thing all year long, and you've had results. So you haven't gotten results in the last five games. Okay, fine. The last five games don't really matter. You were already a lock. You're not like the Toronto Maple Leafs who are still looking over their shoulder hoping that nobody catches them and knocks them out on the very last day. Okay? You're not that team. You know your fate. You know your destiny. You're going to the playoffs. That sounded like a Darth Vader thing, right? You know your destiny. That wasn't very good. I used to be better. But anyway, earlier in the morning, I can really get that. I can nail it really early in the morning with that very low. You know what I mean. Anyway, let's get back to it. You can't have doubt. You've got to power through. Right now, they are powering through. Now, you would think after five straight losses, the head coach of this team would be beside himself. But again, it's what he's been telling us for the last couple of weeks. He's the first one that said it. From the day the Blue Jackets clinched in New Jersey, he said, you've got to be careful from here on out. 11 games remain. You got to be careful with those 11 games on the schedule. You can't fall into bad habits. And even though he doesn't think their habits are truly bad, he knows there are some concerns that he's trying to straighten out. But he has full faith that he and his coaching staff are going to get it all straightened out. Just listen to him talk, and you can hear that John Tortorella feels the exact same way that I do, and everything I've just spent however many minutes telling you, that his team is focused on what's next. They've gotten away from his day-to-day mantra from the entire season, and for the first time this season, that's okay, because the real stuff, as he calls it, is coming next week. Here's what John Tortorella had to say after last night's game.
John, you seem to play with some offensive confidence today, but did you feel like you loosened up a little bit defensively and across the board?
Yeah, at times. I thought misplayed some rushes. Yeah, had a couple of turnovers here and there, but I'm not going to dissect it too much. I saw some good things from some people that we've been looking for. So I'll talk about those things. I won't talk about them, but I'd rather think about those things.
Nick had said because you have played solid defensively up until maybe tonight, and you got the offense going tonight, that's – you talked about needing therapy before the game, that this was somewhat
– No, I didn't talk about needing therapy. No, think I need therapy. Yes. Yeah. I don't need any therapy. You might.
I probably do. But yep. This was a form of therapy, Nick said, for the team, in that they got the offense that they'd been looking for.
Well, I saw some of our top guys, Wenberg, his legs were moving much more consistently. I thought guys looked freer offensively. We're going to keep on trying to build and stay on the positives and keep on building. I think we can rectify some of our mistakes a lot easier on the defensive part. That's structure. I think the offensive part is confidence and a mindset within a player. Sometimes it's hard to coach the offense. We'll coach the other things and get us back. We haven't been too far away from playing good defense. We'll get that back. I'm encouraged by some of the other things that went on in the game.
Might some of those things be Brandon Saad playing with his speed and creating opportunities
on his
own?
Brought pucks to net. And I thought didn't play safe offensively. I thought he took some risks with his play, made some good plays. So keep on banging away at here this week and see if we can get going on all cylinders by the time we start the playoffs.
That kind of leads into my question really well. With all that's been said tonight, how much do you need some results in these next two games to give the team a good feeling going into the playoffs?
You want the result. You want them to be able to put the radio on after the game. We haven't had that on for a few games here. You want that to happen. I believe it will happen. But for me, I'm not a big radio guy after the game. I'm just concerned about the mindset of players and just our game in general. I think we have some good teaching clips as far as, which I thought we just lost a little bit of focus, especially off of rush coverage, where we just allow them to play. The problem with our rush coverage, we gave the middle of the ice away a lot tonight. We'll be able to rectify that. I think our guys are in tune to how we play that. I think we'll be able to rectify that and push forward.
Four goals. He had a ton of really, really good chances, too. Do you know yet if your chances, is this as high a chances you've had?
No, I don't know what they are. He made some good saves. He made some good saves. I thought the first five, six, seven shifts was probably our best start of the year as far as turning pucks over. I thought we funneled pucks to the blue pretty good tonight. Again, it's another game, two games in a row. We have 70-plus at least directions as far as putting the puck to the net. That's good. That's good. So no time to get down. We're just going to keep on banging away here. Hopefully they get some results here in the next couple of games and get going with the real stuff.
Any of the goals allowed a result of the defensive alignment issues, any of the pairings that you're still kind of experimenting with Zach and Ryan out of the lineup?
Yeah, there were some struggles, but again, I'm not going to pick it apart too much. Yeah, there were some struggles with a couple of guys. That's a good offensive team. That's a good team. They're pretty balanced right on through. They've got some big guys. I thought it was a good test for some of our guys. I thought we played well in a few minutes, and I thought we were awful in some other minutes. That's going to happen. That's for us to coach out of them and try to get more consistent in that part without losing our offense.
Does not having home ice mean anything to you?
As I said the other night, I think home ice is the advantages in game seven, quite honestly, and I'm not saying it because we're kind of at that spot right now. I like going on the road. I think there's a lot of pressure on the home team that those first couple of games. I like starting on the road. But there is an advantage to home ice if you get to game seven, in my opinion.
So there you go. The man has spoken. He likes starting on the road. And I have a good idea why he likes starting on the road, because he wants to have his team together. He wants that family atmosphere before game one. You don't get that at home, because every player is at his individual home with his family. Not that there's anything wrong with being with your family, but if you want the full focus of what needs to be accomplished and how you are going to accomplish it, then you don't mind being on the road. Listen, they'll practice on Tuesday, get on a plane, and jump over to Pittsburgh, all right? And then have a dinner Tuesday night. Wednesday, I don't know if they'll skate in the morning. I don't know if he's going to change that. He said the schedule's going to stay the same, so probably no morning skate. But anyway, they will get prepared. They will meet. They will be prepared for the game on Wednesday. So they'll be together Tuesday night. They'll be together on Wednesday. They'll play the game. They'll come back. They're going to watch the late games, more than likely, that are going on the West Coast. Thursday will be a practice day. They'll spend the day together. They'll have dinner Thursday night. Friday, same routine, game day routine, play the game. So they are going to be together for that basically four-day period. And I think, knowing John Tortorella, as I have come to know him, I think he likes that aspect of it. I'll ask him before tomorrow's game in Philly. I'll just ask him about that flat out, because he said he doesn't mind starting on the road. So I'll ask him about that whole family-type atmosphere, team family atmosphere, keeping them together for 4 days to try to set the tone. And it works great if you win at least one of those games, right? If you don't win either of the games on the road, then you hate starting on the road. But I think he likes the fact that they're going to be together. And Jody Shelley has told us before that there's a common area in the hotel. There'll be a room where the guys can get together. They can watch other games together. They can play cards. They can play ping pong. There will be snacks and drinks for them. And, you know, they can just kind of chill out with each other, not just in the privacy of their own room. Don't have to walk around the city. They could just stay together as a team. And you know that John Tortorella is big into the psychological part of the game. And I could see where he would like that, like having his team together for basically four straight days going into that first round of the playoff series. I could see that very easily, how he would like that scenario. Well, let's find out what else happened in the NHL last night. The Senators played against the Bruins, and the Senators were able to score an all-important shootout win. So they get the extra point over Boston. And when I check the standings, I'll tell you why that's really important. The Penguins were up on the Devils 5-1 last night, and all of a sudden they decided to take a breath, and New Jersey jumped back into the game, cut it to 5-4. But Pittsburgh, like the defending champs that they are, were able to score two more times, and they win that game by the final of 7-4. New York Islanders, trying to keep their playoff hopes alive, went into Carolina and shut out the Hurricanes last night, 3-0 the final there. Tampa trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. They beat the Maple Leafs, head-to-head matchup, and a huge one for Tampa. They win that game 4-1 over Toronto. St. Louis was at Florida. They doubled up on the Panthers 6-3 last night. The Nashville Predators getting ready for the playoffs by beating up on the Dallas Stars 7-3. The Minnesota Wild able to squeak out a 4-3 victory at Colorado over the Avalanche. The Arizona Coyotes continue to play well as they play with house money. Nothing to lose for them. They're not going to the playoffs, but that young group is now starting to play. You know, they're getting better results. I don't know if they're playing better, but they're getting better results. 4-3, they win at home over Vancouver. The Anaheim Ducks, as they prepare themselves for the playoffs, they score a big win last night. They shut out the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0. Calgary Flames, an impressive 4-1 win in L.A. over the Kings. And the Edmonton Oilers also get a win over the slumping San Jose Sharks. 4-2 was the final there. So let's check the standings starting in the Eastern Conference. Of course, the 1-2-3 teams, Washington, Pittsburgh, and the Blue Jackets. In the Atlantic Division, Montreal has secured the top spot there with 101 points. Ottawa, with their shootout win last night, 1 point ahead of Boston. They've got 96. Boston has 95. The wild card teams, the New York Rangers with 100 points. At this point in time, they are scheduled to cross over and play in the Atlantic Division in the playoffs. The Toronto Maple Leafs are the second wild card team. They've got 93 points. They are scheduled to play the Washington Capitals, but they've got to hold on because the New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning each have 90 points, each have two games to play. So they're 3 points back with 4 points on the table. It's going to be tough, and the Leafs are the team that is kind of hanging on right now. They're just holding on for dear life at the bottom of the standings in that second wild card position. So their games that they have left, the two games they have left, they will be at home for both. One of those will be against the Pittsburgh Penguins on Saturday night, tomorrow night. And then the Blue Jackets go in there on Sunday night. So the Maple Leafs, what if they drop those two games? And what if the New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning happen to win their games? What if all of that happens? In fact, let's take a little further peek at it. And I told you that Ottawa has the one-point lead over Boston in the Atlantic Division. Each of those teams have only one game left. And that game is, I take that back. The Senators have two games left. Boston has one game left. So the Senators have an all-important game in hand. They're going to go to New York for the final weekend. They'll play, they are going to go to New York, but I read this wrong initially. They're going to be at home against the New York Rangers tomorrow night. Then they play in Brooklyn against the Islanders on Sunday. The Bruins actually close out their season tomorrow night with a home game against Washington. Now, as far as the teams that are chasing the Maple Leafs, I told you the Leafs have two home games against the Penguins and the Blue Jackets. Then you've got the New York Islanders. They go to New Jersey to play tomorrow, and then they host Ottawa on Sunday. For the Tampa Bay Lightning, they're going to play again tonight. They're part of a back-to-back tonight. They're at Montreal. And then on Sunday, they play at home against Buffalo. So what a race that's shaping up to be for the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And if Toronto is, if they get knocked out by the end of the weekend, oh, people will be beside themselves, absolutely beside themselves. Over in the Western Conference, Central Division, Chicago's on top, 108 points. Minnesota's second with 104. St. Louis right now has 95, and they are third. The Pacific Division has Anaheim on top with 103 points, four better than Edmonton at 99. San Jose is to 97 points in third place. The wild card teams, Calgary with 94 and Nashville with 94. Now, again, all of those teams are getting in. There's nobody else that can find a way into the playoffs other than that group. But it's about positioning. And when you look at the positioning, Calgary's just 3 points behind the San Jose Sharks in the Pacific Division now. And they would love to get up into they'd love to get into third place, don't you think, where they could play against the Edmonton Oilers because that's a great rivalry. That'd be a really good first-round matchup because right now they're going to go up against the Anaheim Ducks, and that's not the best matchup. They haven't won in Anaheim in a long time, but that could change. That's what the playoffs are all about. Nashville right now with 94 points, sitting one behind St. Louis in the Central Division. For Nashville, here are your choices. You either stay where you are and face Chicago in the first round or try to move up and face Minnesota in the first round. If I were them, I'd be trying to move up and face Minnesota because that's the better chance. To me, that's the better chance for sure. So work cut out for the Nashville Predators. The only game tonight is the one I told you about, Lightning at Montreal against the Canadiens. So, again, that'll be one to watch. The Lightning could get to within 1 point of the Toronto Maple Leafs with a victory tonight. And that means tomorrow, when the Leafs step on the ice tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Penguins, you're tightening up a little bit. You are totally tightening up a little bit, because if you lose that game and it's still a one-point differential, you're opening the door for the Lightning on Sunday. And that's not even considering the Islanders. I'm not even really considering the Islanders. I've told you I thought that Tampa was the team. Well, I told you a lot of teams had a shot over the course of the last couple of weeks, but I think Tampa is the best shot. They've been to the conference championship. They've been to the final. They've got a winning pedigree. When are they going to get Steven Stamkos back in the lineup? That's the big question. He's been skating but not playing. So that's a huge loss for them that they've been without him since November. But if they find a way to squeak in, I'm telling you, they will be a challenge in the first round. So the Leafs, all they have to do is win out and they're in. But the Penguins and the Blue Jackets might have something to say about that. Blue Jackets game tomorrow in Philadelphia. It's an afternoon game, don't forget. 12:30, the puck drops from the Wachovia Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'll be on the air at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon with pregame coverage on the Blue Jackets radio network, which includes 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also hear the game via the NHL app through the TuneIn app on the Blue Jackets channel there and on BlueJackets.com. You know, this is the final CBJ and 30 of the regular season. It is. When we talk on Monday, it's going to be playoff season. The Blue Jackets will be done with the regular season schedule. We'll figure out how many points they accrued, and we'll talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins, because that's what's next for the Blue Jackets when you and I reconvene for another CBJ and 30. So until tomorrow afternoon from Philly, where the Blue Jackets take on the Flyers, I'm Bob McKelligan saying so long.